This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, January 18. Loving Difference. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 7. When Jesus had finished saying all this to the people who were listening, he entered Capernaum. There, a centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, "This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. This is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith, even in Israel." Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. Differences tend to divide, boys and girls, abled and disabled, rich and poor, black and white. In the Navajo language, the word for stranger is the same as for enemy, with the meaning depending on the context. Relating across differences can be tricky and sometimes difficult. The Roman centurion knew that Jews didn't like Romans much, and Jesus was a Jew. So that may have been why the centurion asked some Jewish elders to see if Jesus would come and heal his servant, who was sick and dying. The elders told Jesus that the centurion was a good man and had done helpful things for the Jews. Although I think Jesus would have said yes anyway, he agreed to go and meet this Roman. Before Jesus arrived, though, the centurion sent him another message. "I know you have authority, so all you have to do is say the word, and my servant will be healed." And Jesus did. In this story, there's no hint of prejudice in Jesus. He headed directly to the Roman's house, and then, when the Roman suggested that Jesus could simply heal his servant from a distance, Jesus did that. And he praised and honored the man's faith. Jew or Roman, faith is faith. To imitate Jesus is to love our neighbors. Difference does not matter. Pray with me. Jesus, Son of God, thank you for loving and helping us from the goodness of your heart. Help us to love and help others for your sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.